I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, November 8th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Election day is upon us. You've got until 8 o'clock tonight to get your ballot cast at a vote center or drop your vote-by-mail ballot off at a vote center or at a ballot collection box. You can also put it in the mailbox, but make sure it will be collected in time to be postmarked today. If it's tomorrow, it won't count. LA Metro is offering free rides all day on buses, trains, Metro, Micro, and Bike Share. If you need a car, you can get free rides to the polls, but only through Lyft and Ride Yellow, which is an on-demand taxi app. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols explains why it may take a while to get the results after the voting centers close at 8.
We should get partial results shortly after the polls close at 8 tonight. Those early numbers will come from mail ballots, returned well before Election Day. But that's just the beginning. Updated results should arrive a couple hours later from ballots cast today in person. Still, the outcome of close races might not be known for days or weeks. That's because it takes longer to process mail ballots. Those have to be postmarked by today and can arrive up to 7 days later and still be counted.
We have this election night tradition of parties and news coverage and excitement.
That's Kim Alexander with the California Voter Foundation.
And that tradition needs to be adjusted because we no longer have election day and election night. We have ballot counting month.
There is one thing voters could do in the future to speed up the process. Turn in mail ballots earlier, says Sacramento County's Jana Haynes.
If you drop your ballot in a drop box or back in the mail on election day, it probably will not be processed for 2 to 3 days.
All polls and vote centers close at 8 tonight. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
What about voter turnout? In Los Angeles County, at least 20% of voters have already cast their ballots. KPCC's LEU reports experts say it is too early to predict what the total response will be.
In the last midterm elections in 2018, 57% of registered voters in LA County cast their ballots. But unlike past midterms, City of LA residents will also be voting for mayor. It's the first year the LA mayoral race aligns with statewide elections, a change city officials made in hopes of increasing turnout. Mindy Romero is director of USC's Center for Inclusive Democracy. She says a city hall scandal over leaked audio of racist remarks could also be a factor.
The question is, you know, how much can it impact turnout? Either galvanizing voters who are angry and want change, or maybe reaffirming voters' worst fears about corruption and making them feel further disconnected from the political process and maybe wanting to sit out.
Romero says it's hard to interpret early voting numbers because the patterns of how people vote have changed over the years. More people are voting by mail, and a lot of the ballots are counted after Election Day. I'm LEU.
Los Angeles is home to some of the nation's most expensive school board races. In recent years, they have featured a lot of negative advertising. Well, here's a surprise. KPCC's Kyle Stokes reports this year's LA Unified School Board races could set records for positive advertising.
Special interest groups have spent nearly $10 million on advertising, praising LAUSD candidates this year rather than trashing them. Candidate Maria Brennis in the District 2 race has benefited from more supportive independent expenditures than any candidate ever, $5.1 million worth. Most of that support has come from the labor union SEIU Local 99 and from two critics of the teachers' union, Bill Bloomfield and Reed Hastings. Brennis' opponent, Rocio Rivas, has gotten about $2.6 million in outside support from the teachers' union. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
It is another wet day for the Southland. The National Weather Service says rainfall in Los Angeles County is expected to pick up at around 9 this morning, with coastal valleys receiving as much as 2 inches and mountain areas getting as much as 3 inches of precipitation. Meteorologist Todd Hall says that if you're planning to head out to the polls, make sure that you give yourself extra time to reach your destination.
Use your low beam headlights. Naturally, when your wipers are on, your headlights should be on. And if there's any flooded roadways, please find an alternate route, because just that small bit of water is sometimes enough to lift your car off the pavement.
Due to possible flooding and debris flow in recent burn areas, a flood watch remains in effect until tonight at 10 for L.A. County and through tomorrow morning for Orange, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties. The Los Angeles County Department of Public Health has issued an advisory for all county beaches until Thursday afternoon, citing possible contamination caused by storm drain discharge. Storm drains often release bacteria, chemicals, debris, trash, other yucky stuff into creeks, rivers, and oceans during and after rainfall. You could get sick from the water, so if you're planning a visit to the beach, you're asked to use extra caution. Albertsons and Kroger grocery workers are protesting the planned merger of the chains in a $4 billion dividend to shareholders. Workers say it will force the closure of grocery stores, cause worker layoffs, and lead to higher food prices. The United Food and Commercial Workers Local 770 represents grocery workers. The union's Kathy Finn says the shareholder dividend payout is intended to weaken Albertsons financially.
We believe that they're purposefully trying to make Albertsons look like a weak company or not financially viable company, because it makes more likely that the FTC might approve this merger.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta joined multiple states in asking a D.C. district court to halt the payout. Last Thursday, a Washington state court issued a temporary restraining order. Albertsons says that there is no legal basis for postponing the dividend. It says the dividend reflects the company's strength, and after the payout, it will still have $3 billion in the bank. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at KPCC.org or on the KPCC app. And we have got you covered for election results and what they mean. Tonight, listen to KPCC's and NPR's special election coverage, and then come back to the radio, the app, or the website tomorrow morning for Morning Edition at 6 a.m. and Air Talk with Larry Mantle at 9 a.m. Meantime, if you've not voted yet, check out our voter game plan guides, free to all, online at laist.com/vote.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.